to wrap up this section and we'll have a break.
Okay. 5 points?
Right. You got it.
Any questions to get this set up? Right. We just talked about irreducible complexity. We talked about the anthropic principle. We watched the video on the privileged planet. Do anyone have any comments, questions, anything? No? Okay. Well, kind of wrap this section up. I'd like to talk about a couple things. Bruce went into materialism earlier. And what that is the philosophy that matter and energy are the only two things that really matter, and that, that everything can be explained in light of those. But, you know, we looked at some things that are inexplainable materialistically, and as you look to the heavens or you look down into the smallest parts of life, you can see God's fingerprints everywhere. I brought with me something that they gave me in my biology class this semester. And the first lab they gave us was a lab on the scientific method. And I know, like, in middle school, you're taught the 7 steps to the scientific method and all these things. But to boil it down, the scientific method basically is you form a hypothesis about something, you test it, and you reject the things that you disprove. Boil it down. It's a scientific method. It's a way of proceeding to do research. But the first thing they gave us in my biology lab was this lab here. And before we even got into what the scientific method is, it started with 2 points. It said, there are 2 basic rules the scientific method obeys. Number 1, it limits its scope to things that can be observed rather than imagined or thought out. Number 2, it doesn't make and doesn't refer to supernatural explanations. The very first thing they taught me in my biology class was limit your scope of thinking to things that can be experimented on, and don't invoke the supernatural as an explanation. God is supernatural. God is above the natural world. He's spirit. You know, he does a lot of things that are above the natural world. But the first thing they teach is to not invoke God as an explanation. So you get into things like the origins of life. How did that start? We don't know. But God didn't do it, because you can't invoke God. It says so here. How did something like an irreducible complex system evolve or come about? We don't know, but can't say God did it. How did the universe start? Who knows? Not me, but you can't say God did it. You know, and you just go on and on and on. And I think really a big point of this class is to show that God really did, you know, make himself known through the universe. You know, you can't know everything about God through his creation, but you can know some things. You can know that he's Lord. You can know that he's God. You can know that he's there and he's the creator. And, you know, he just set it up in such a way that the more we learn and, you know, get all haughty about, like, what we're figuring out, it's the more we see him, even. I mean, the electron micrographs that they talked about earlier, that was invented in the 1960s. And, you know, they used it to delve into the cell, and we found God there. You know, we use these giant telescopes to look up at the sky, find God there. So God's just all over life. And thinking about some of the class, I want to bring it back to the Bible before we get into our final session. And let's all look up Ephesians chapter 4. At least for me, one of the big prophets of something like this is kind of summed up in Ephesians chapter 4. You can think about materialism when you read this. Fits perfectly. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You know, there's a lot of doctrines out there. There's a lot of things people say to try and trick you out of believing God's word. But, you know, I like to make the statement that you know, we really have the cheat sheet when we're trying to find out what's true or not. Because God gave it to us. You know, He inspired it in people. They wrote it down. We got God's word in front of us to read and to understand all things that pertain to life and godliness. So when people come out with these different ideas to try and trick you and say, well, the Bible's wrong because of this, I mean, you have to stop and look at what they're really saying. And that was just one of the things we tried to do today. Just stop and look at what's really being said. And does that really contradict God's word, or does God's word provide a better answer? Then verse 15, instead of being tricked by every wind of doctrine and the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, verse 15 says, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. So instead of getting caught up in all this stuff and, you know, schools trying to talk kids out of believing God's word, or somebody saying, well, I don't believe the Bible because I'm scientific or something like that, our job instead of that is to speak the truth in love. You know, we have something good to say. We got something good to preach. You know, Jesus Christ, Savior of all. So, you know, that's what we're called to do and not to be tricked. So, that's our section on evidence of God in the universe. And after the break, Bruce will come back and talk about the end of this heaven and earth. It'll be great. So, thank you.